This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Today on the podcast, we have a ton of big AI news coming out from OpenAI, from Anthropic, from Google, from Elon Musk's lawsuit. There's so much going down. And so I want to cover it all and give you guys a couple interesting insights. So the first thing I wanted to cover is the fact that OpenAI has just announced a new feature for ChatGPT, which essentially allows you to get it to read you the messages that it writes. Now, this is really kind of a cool just feature. It's not like there's any new AI breakthrough here. They are obviously using some sort of speech AI. I've tested it out, and to be honest, I think that it sounds pretty good. It's not as good as what I would get out of something like 11 Labs. They're still the best in class, but I'm happy that they're working on a product like this because it's obviously very needed. There's a number of companies that do this, including, you know, Well Said Labs has been doing it for a long time. I think what you're gonna find in the future is obviously OpenAI is one of the most, you know, they have the most funding, they have some really big backers. They're gonna be able to create really solid products, probably 80%, maybe even 85% products. But if you want the 100% best product in the market, it's gonna be going to a company that specializes in this specific task. So in, you know, with this, you're seeing 11 Labs obviously is dominating here. And you know, I don't know the exact technical breakdown as of, you know, why that is, but I've tested them all out and 11 Labs is miles ahead of everyone else. So this is a really cool feature. And I think that it's going to be something that is, you know, is going to be rolled into a lot more things than just, you know, exclusively kind of the fact that it can read you your messages. The point is they have, you know, they have a speech audio AI now, which is really impressive. So this is great for people with disabilities. If you're unable to read, I'm sure this is really super helpful. But I think that the bigger news is that this is probably going to get its own API at some point. And all of a sudden, you know, we're able to actually have, you know, text to speech generated with OpenAI, which I think is a really exciting development. The second thing I wanted to cover today is it looks like OpenAI is under a bit of attack from Anthropic's Claude, who I've been testing out this new, I've been testing out their new model. They announced three new models today. So this is Claude 3. But if you're using, you know, previous versions, it's probably Claude 2. But Claude 3 is really impressive. And, you know, they've kind of been going around and sharing this graphic and touting kind of like how they have beat a number of other competitors, including ChatGPT and Gemini Ultra. So what they're saying, and my analysis of all of this, and I've tested it, is like it might be a little bit better. It might be a little bit snappier on certain things. But at the end of the day, it's pretty much comparable to GPT-4. And one area that is, I think, just kind of obvious is they did like a mixed evaluations with the big bench hard evaluator or in the evaluation or benchmark or whatever. And in mixed evaluations, meaning kind of everything like code, math, this has got a lot of different things in it. Claude 3 Opus, which is a premium, you got to pay to use this thing. Claude 3 Opus scored 86.8% in comparison to ChatGPT's paid one, which is GPT-4, got 83.1%. So technically, this thing is, you know, three and a bit percent better on everything overall. But when we're talking about like 3% better, I just don't think that that is enough to really say they're the dominant winners here. This could have been the tests that were run. This could have been, you know, they checked 20 different benchmarks and this was the one that they were doing better on. I think that they're probably a lot more comparable. And I think what's really important to note here is the fact that GPT-4 came out like a year ago, which is crazy to think. And Claude 3 Opus just came out. So, you know, if it took an entire year for their competitors to kind of catch up to where they're at, that just shows how far ahead OpenAI was. And it's not like these are small competitors. Anthropic has, you know, hundreds of millions raised. Gemini 10 Ultra is at like an 83.6 on this, which is, you know, 0.5 percent better than GPT-4, and it just came out as well. So when you have people like Google and Anthropic coming out with these big models, I think it really shows how far ahead OpenAI was, because, you know, you can only imagine they have the next model right around the corner, something up their sleeve as they're rolling this out. So I'm kind of skeptical that other, when people say like, oh yeah, we have a new model that beats GPT-4, and it's like, well, it's like, you could say slightly better on some things, it's probably slightly worse on other evaluations and benchmarks, but the point is, if you're not miles ahead after an entire year to catch up, you are definitely behind, because OpenAI has not been sitting around for the last year. So I think that's very interesting. What I will mention, so they have three models. They have Opus, Sonnet, and Haiku. So Opus is the best, kind of the premium. Claude 3 Sonnet is comparable to GPT 3.5, and what I will say is, and it's free, and so I've been testing it out on their website, and from what I've seen, it actually kind of smokes GPT 3.5. In the benchmarks, it's 15 or 20% better than GPT 3.5, and in testing it out, it does feel much quicker, much better. So if you are not using the premium or the paid version of ChatGPT, I think you're honestly better off just going and using Claude 3 Sonnet for free. On their website, it's claude.ai, and I think this is going to be your best, you know, obviously your best value, because you're getting this thing for free. It's probably 20% better than GPT 3.5. So I will say, I'll give a kudos to Anthropic for doing significantly better on the free version and maybe catching up on the paid version. Now, for people that are performance, right, and a lot of businesses, like, they just care about getting the absolute best results. They don't care about paying $20 a month per user. And so those people are always going to be paying, and they're going to be getting, I think you're going to get the best bang for your buck if you're sticking with the OpenAI ecosystem. Because even if Anthropic can edge them out by, like, you know, a couple percent right now, they're going to have the latest and greatest thing that's extremely far ahead. The last story I wanted to talk about on the podcast today is the lawsuit between OpenAI and Sam Altman. This is really interesting. A lot of people have been talking about, I think the one of the biggest sentiments that I've been seeing, obviously a lot of, there's both sides of this, and people are saying like, why would Elon do this? He's just going to slow down OpenAI, slow down AI adoption. And then other people are like, well, it's because he wants it to be a nonprofit. And I think that's like his, what he's saying is like, he's like, yeah, you guys can, like, I'm not trying to shut down OpenAI. I just want them to be a nonprofit and pretty much give their tech to the people, because that's why I gave them $100 million to start. So I get where he's coming from. The biggest thing that I think is like legally tricky with what OpenAI did is, if they can like very easily start a nonprofit, take $100 million investment or donation, right? Because nonprofits take donations. So Elon Musk's donation is a write-off on his taxes. This isn't like an investment. It's a straight-up write-off on his taxes. And so if you can do that, it's like, why wouldn't every company just start off as a nonprofit, take on a bunch of money that they could tell their investors, oh, this is a write-off on your taxes, spin up an LLC, give their investors, you know, ownership in the LLC that now owns the nonprofit. So now technically they're a for-profit, and they were able to, you know, get all of their investments written off as tax write-offs. That is what seems a little bit like what might land OpenAI in some hot water. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. All in all, some fascinating stories happening. I think all of these three things I mentioned are having a big impact on AI and on what we're going to see in the landscape. So I'll definitely keep you up to date on what develops further, but hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. If you enjoyed the podcast, I would be thrilled if you could leave us a review. Have a great day.